If you wonder what it takes to launch a successful online business, I want to share my client story with you. Diana wasn't privileged when she started working with me. She wasn't rich either. She didn't know a lot about digital marketing, but what she came with is commitment and willing to learn new skills. After working with me, it took her only 9 months to leave her 9-to-5 successfully. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, my friend. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. Today, I'm here with an impressive success story of my client, Diana, who has left her 9-to-5 only after 9 months and only after 3 months working with me. This is not going to be sugar-coated. I am actually here today to show you the real, authentic, bumpy road that we often just need to walk with grace to succeed. Because just as in life, as well in business, there is no perfection. I know the online world might sometimes present it a little bit different, but I am here to show you what is possible if you lean into imperfection. It sounds so weird to lean into imperfection, because if you look at social media and people bragging with their results, often we do not see failure. You see people speaking about failed launches, about failed freebies, failed offers, failed collaborations, etc., only if they reach a certain level of making money or a level of that people know them, so they do not damage to their brand anymore. However, people who have not reached this level of success yet are fearing to speak about it because they are afraid to appear like a fool. Honestly, I can tell you, if I watch people's appearance on social media, I can guarantee you and I can tell you which launch has failed and which not, simply by how they show up and how they crumble afterwards. And those, I don't guess, are just those people who are showing up in absolute imperfection, whatever that means, because I know this imperfection is more as an internal feeling that we actually perceive it with our eyes, right? It's more of a feeling of, oh my God, I should have done this better. I could have done this better. I could have been sitting on this a little bit longer in order to perfectionize, in order to get more clarity. So it's an internal feeling of not enoughness rather than what we perceive on the outside world. This is perfection, and it just doesn't exist. My client Diana reached out to me last year. It was August. She responded to a story where I was offering my program. At that time, it was only 3 months, but we expanded it right now. We improved over the years strategic success to the needs of our clients. And it was at the time 3 months. And she reached out to me saying, I think I need this. And I said simply, cool. If you think you need this, I think we should have a short conversation and see if we actually, you know, have a great connection and to clarify details. So we did. It only took 3 days later. We hopped on a call. We had a conversation. Diana came in with a commitment that was incredible, something that I haven't seen so often. She was just in the stage of going on a vacation. And she just asked me during the first talk, she said, "Yes, I want this. Can I sign the contract and we make an appointment for September because I still have a vacation ahead?" And I was like, "Yes, of course you can." And I was already so proud, and I've been seeing the success already happening, but a simple commitment she made. She didn't want to postpone the decision waiting till she's back from vacation. No, she felt it. She felt that moment of, yes, this is now what I need, and I'm so ready to make this investment, and I'm so ready to learn new skills that get me where I want to be, because her job was no longer what she wanted. And that was it. At the same day, she received a contract from us. She sent it back a day later. We agreed on she made her first payment. We agreed on a date in September, and we started. To give you a little bit of a background of Diana, she doesn't come from an entrepreneurial family necessarily, but she comes with an immense purpose of helping and see people succeed. She has been working in many different cultures in China, in the Ukraine, and in Austria as a English teacher. She exactly knows what adults, what children need, and she is a very creative mind and can also very quickly create things. Like, she is one of those who ignores books because she thinks that they are boring, and she is creating her own study material that is so extremely engaging and just so beautiful to watch. Like, this layout she makes, like, I'm impressed. I'm not a very creative person, I have to say, and this is just something incredible that Diana can do and understand her type of client she was working with over the last years. So she came in with a huge skill set. In China, she had a big fulfillment in her job. She was working in a kindergarten teaching English. However, when she came to Austria, she saw the big difference on the education level between Europe and China. And this has left her just baffled. And she was like, I feel so empty because all day I just play with children, but my purpose is to teach, my purpose is to help people succeed, right? And in China it was different, as in China the educational system is just so much stricter, and children on a very young age are already in kindergarten age, they are already having actual classes. So it's not just play and fun, but there is a serious amount of education behind it already. So she was like, okay, I actually didn't come to play. I am a teacher and an educator. And she tried for a long time and it just hasn't worked for her. And she decided, I do have enough knowledge to do this on my own, because she was already serving a few private clients at that time. So we started in September. Everything started off extremely motivational. There was so much motivation in the air, and I just really could feel that energy, and this is how we kicked off. We first mapped out her big vision. We ended up with a vision, with a scenario where she is having her own academy, offering digital products, where she is offering one-on-one support as well as group support, teaching teachers on how to teach more efficiently. And she is also, because she's such a creative mind, she always wanted to sell her own creations, as in everything she has created on how to teach grammar and etc. effectively. So her teaching material. We mapped that out, we put it in an order that really made sense to her, and she was looking at me and be like, is this even possible for me? Honestly, like, I don't even know where to start. And this might also be your concern. We often have those moments where we dream, right? We are caught in this daydream where you are literally living your full purpose. We are in this daydream of very clearly, so vividly, can see it right in front of us that this is already happening. You are serving the client. You have that client succeed. You are celebrating their success stories. You see yourself and your family and friends celebrating your successes. You see yourself traveling. You see yourself moving country, perhaps, whatever your big dream is and whatever your online business is supposed to support. I know we sometimes dream it and we feel it like it would be already there, but the next moment where we get again into our thinking brain, it will be how I'm supposed to get there. Like, I do see it, I know what I want, but what I'm supposed to do even, what is my first step? And anything else, if we do not clarify that, it's gonna get just daunting. And I feel you, I've been there too, like we all been there too. But there is one crucial thing that you need to just really hop over this immediately. And my approach is always to leverage what is already there, your skill set, your resources, time resources, etc., that we can put immediately into something where you can make money. Like, I am not a big fan of you need to learn this and you need to learn that first, because we leverage everything what is already there, and the small skills we need to learn it along the way, we learn them along the way. I am not a big fan of waiting. I am a big fan of having you move forward, because this is what I do in my programs. Because the longer we need to make decisions, the longer we need to get clarity on something and we do not take action, your brain is going to play you the full real story. And I mean by real is what the brain thinks is real and telling you that you are not meant for this. So as well, Diana, I was sitting there like, is this even possible for me? I mean, like, I have never done this. And I just said, we all do something someday for the first time. And I asked her to trust me and that we will get this started eventually. So now the full academy is not ready. We just focused on what she can leverage at this moment immediately. It went on with full motivation. We decided to focus on getting one-on-one clients to have immediate cash flow, to also get a return on her invest. And then in the meantime, she has grown an audience and she has created a very simple course where she just put in her, a digital course where she put in her knowledge that she had at a time and her creative mind that is helping people get to a higher level of business English quickly, because she's also focusing on the time on the people who do not have a lot of time but do want to succeed rather quick. So this is what we did. We mapped it out and we started. Of course, there came the first problem we experienced, or Diana experienced, is that she was exhausted in no time. I didn't know at first on how much she was hustling. I didn't know how much she was actually sitting in the corner doubting, sitting in the corner trying to make work work, even though work wasn't working anymore. And this is the very easy trap you can get in if you have a 9-to-5 job. And I do respect everybody's life and obligations, because we cannot stop life. We cannot stop our hobbies just because of a business. And I always say, do not make sacrifices on what makes you happy. But I'm always saying prioritize what is really necessary to do. And things like Netflix and you name it, where you're wasting most of the time, you can ditch that for a bit of time. It's not going to be for long, but we need to prioritize instead of sacrifice what really is fun for us. She wanted to go to the gym. She wanted to see friends and family, which is all okay. And I'm always prioritizing this, putting that this as we plan the week into the schedule first, because this is the thing that keeps you sane. But then we need to just prioritize what we can skip and what we need to do in order to get where we want to be. However, when fear creeps in, when we doubt, it almost seems like we start doing things that are not really necessary to do just to keep ourselves busy and busy and busy and busy. But that busy, 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 busy quickly turns into exhaustion. And I received the first call after a month of working together. And Diana And it was a WhatsApp message because this, exactly, it was a WhatsApp message because this is what I'm offering in my strategic success program, where you can reach me during working hours at all times, where I will respond to you immediately because I want you to move forward quick. I don't want to sit you to sit with any doubt. So if we can resolve something immediately, I prefer that because this is what's going to make you move and move and move and less doubt, doubt and doubt. So, and I received this email, this voice message, and she says, like, you know what? I'm giving up. I can't anymore. I am so exhausted. I'm so tired. This is not for me. I immediately took her on a 30-minute call, a live call. And I said, listen, B, you need to tell me more. Like, I need ground to understand what you are really feeling. Like, where is this doubt suddenly coming from? Because the way we started, these are just two things that do not match. And then she told me that actually there was a thing that she struggled with, this entire hustle culture, right? That she thought she needs to do all the time something to succeed, and she was avoiding, because of insecurity, the actual thing that she was doing, which is like generating leads, right? In the beginning, this is the most crucial thing. Before you start doing anything, you need to get traffic, meaning through social media, generate leads, meaning see who is actually a potential client, who is interested in what I have to offer, and turn them into customers. So this is the one number one focus you need to focus on, and this is also the most daunting and most uncomfortable thing to do. So she was avoiding that, but got herself somewhat into a real creation mode, at the same time feeling super uncomfortable doing these reels, etc. And I said, please, next time come and tell me, because I can guarantee you right here, right now, that we can solve this. We can solve this problem almost immediately. And so we did. The first thing we did is to get rid of this fear of being visible. The fear of being visible is something everybody has. I have it until now. I'll be bloody honest with you, because fear is something that does not necessarily disappear. We cannot just, you know, take an eraser and just be like, okay, it's like it never existed. It's more like something we need to deal with. And what I teach you is to develop those tools and to have them ready whenever you need them in every future situation. And I can tell you, it gets easier by time. Like, if you made your 100th reel, you're going to be a whole different person when you're making your first reel. But these things are deeply rooted, and this is the real mindset work you need to do to get deep to the roots and see, like, okay, why I'm even afraid to speak in front of camera, because the camera is not gonna do anything to you, but it's probably the people who are seeing, and we all have that fear of what other people think of us. We are all like, so this is so engraved in our system that somebody might have an opinion and then suddenly you're like paralyzed. I see you, my friend. If you have that, I just want to tell you, you are one of us. There is no need to be ashamed because you're afraid to be seen and heard. I think it's a normal process everybody needs to go through. We did that, and we shifted the perspective, and Diana really put so much effort in there, and she was working on those limiting beliefs. She dropped everything and she really immersed herself into this feeling, and so we could resolve it very, very quick. And this is also where she started having fun doing this. There was another thing we needed to resolve, because even it was not the case, there was something in her brain going like, oh my God, how am I supposed to charge people a certain amount, because who is going to pay for my product anyway? So there was a little bit of an imposter in there. There was a little bit of doubt on worthiness of her work. I'll never say charge what you are worth, because we cannot attach a price tag to a human being, because we are worthy of all. And your worth is not your 3K high ticket offer, right? We do not attach prices to a person. But she just didn't feel this worthiness in all, like anybody would pay her. And we shifted that. Like, I just told her not to bother with people's wallets, if this makes sense to you, because people are paying, and they are not paying for different reasons, but it's not up to us to judge that before we even get to meet the person and before we even get to offer them something, right? First, we're going to outsource them and see them. Is there even potential? Are they interested in our work? And whether they pay or not is, in the end, not our final decision. And we don't bother with people's wallets. And now the biggest chunk. And this is what I see everywhere. Not just Diana, but everybody who gets themselves in the first time in the position of having an audience on social media and welcoming new followers in your world and asking them the right questions to see, is this even a potential buyer or not? Having the conversations to figure out what your client really needs from you and if they are a fit to actually make them an offer. This is something people start crumbling and people start avoiding it. The same thing like social media engagement, where I say, this is, you remember, traffic, leads, customer. If you cannot generate traffic in your business, if you cannot outsource leads, you won't have a customer. So now, some people come to me and tell me like, yeah, but this person doesn't do it that way. I've never experienced before someone sending me a welcome message and someone like having these conversations in the DMs to see whether I am a fit or not. And then I have to ask a simple question, be like, okay, who are you following here? How many followers do they have? How established are they on the market? And I say, yeah, it's actually huge, huge names. I'm like, yes, of course, because these huge names have nailed one thing, which is their messaging. So they exactly know how they need to speak to their target audience through their content only. So they hop on their freebie, they get their email address and nurture them there. This is just a strategy, which is the same thing like your conversations in the beginning, in the DMs, just in a wider picture, right? Because they have those numbers. But they, and this is what people do not speak about anymore because it sounds so lame. And I was always taught you need to sell the chocolate to the people and not the broccoli, but I need to be honest with you. Your first 1 to 2 years are going to be DM conversations because this is also in my free course. When you create that freaking amazing freebie, if you want to build an email list and people are willing to give you that email list, the reason why they are willing to do so, because you have created a need. And in order to find out what they really need and phrase that in their words and how they would tell their problem and how it appears in their day-to-day life, this is something you need to find out through conversations. Nobody's going to come to you and be like, you know what? I actually need this. Can you create this for me? So this is one of the biggest mistakes people do. They create something and it's not landing, and then they doubt themselves, and everybody is simply avoiding having those conversations, meaning generating traffic to your social media accounts, generating leads, and then turning them into customers. I know it sounds too easy to be true, but I'm going to tell you something, that this is the way to go about. There are certain approaches, and there are, let me say, different approaches on different levels. But starting with a brand new account, this is what you need to do. Nobody's going to come to you and see you. Diana was avoiding it too, like everybody. But the moment she started doing it and the moment she stopped making decisions about other people's wallets and she put away the shame and fear of being visible, guess what happened? She started signing clients. She started signing one-on-one clients and promoting her digital product next to it. And she was signing more and more one-on-one clients, and they were coming even up to the point where she told me, like, you remember when I thought that this one student of mine back in the days, I never thought he would ever be willing to pay this price. He just hired me. And I said, you see, all you needed is to get in touch with him and to see whether he needs help. That's all. Of course, there were a lot of rejections along the way. I'm not saying that every client she reached out to, potential client she reached out to, signed up for her teachings and education program. By far not. But this is just the reality, and we need to face it and see this as a This is business, okay? This is business, my friends. This is what we need to do in order to get our first clients, because this way you get your reviews, you get your testimonials, etc. Then, yeah, we were done working. She knew what she has to do. And then it took only a couple of months later. I've been always in touch with her. We were even meeting in between sometimes, just to, you know, keep each other updated, because I can also tell you, when I work with people so closely and we connect on a deeper level, I love to be connected later as well, because it's just so great then to be on the same level of knowledge and success and skills, and you can have different conversations and even support each other. This is what I was really enjoying later with Diana, to have those continuous conversations with her. And then one day she writes me, "I've got news." And I said, "Okay, tell me." I thought it's gonna be a quitting moment again, because I wasn't in the picture anymore what was happening. And she said, "You know what? I am quitting." Oh no, she said, "Actually, I quit my job. I was handing in the notice and I have 1 month to go. And it's going to be September 2024. And I was like, I just couldn't believe it. At that moment, I was feeling like popping a bottle of champagne. But I was out with my in-laws hiking, as they visited us here in the Caribbean. I just returned from Europe. I was still confused in, like, you know, just settling in at home, having my in-laws for a visit after 8-week vacation in Europe. Tired, as you can imagine, and just I received this message and I thought, like, oh my God, I can't even reply right now because I want to honor her and give her a proper reply. So I was literally, I couldn't wait to be home and to finally get back to her and share this story with you guys and share it on Instagram and everywhere, because I am celebrating these successes as they would be mine. When she told me in our conversation after that, and she said, "I quit," and when she told me how it was, I could literally feel like it was me quitting. Like, this sense of purpose that I felt, but also this huge happiness and gratitude, and I just couldn't be more happy for her that she succeeded. And we spoke a little bit about the exit strategy as well that she has created herself. So, and she told me her, she described me her experience as she was reaching a peak in her schedule, that she was literally having her 9-to-5 that was still there, and then she was signing on more and more one-on-one clients, and she realized that she doesn't have the time, and that she was reaching a peak that she didn't have the time to market her digital course anymore, which was not going so well at the time, and there was no time for content creation, you remember, generating traffic and new acquisition. And she said the following: "I knew if I don't do it right now, I'll never do it." And she's so right here, because if you have one moment of, yes, I need to go now, it just makes sense. I am making enough money to pay my rent. So she need to look at numbers and be like, okay, if I have this and this amount of money for the next XYZ months, can I live with this to make this big jump and actually move further? And she said, "I just felt like I have to do it. I didn't tell my family. I just called my boyfriend and I told him, we need to meet on the rooftop before going to the gym. I need to talk to you." For him, obviously, it sounded like a breakup conversation, but she just said, like, "You know what? I'm not asking you for permission. I'm just stating that I am handing in my notice tomorrow." This is, again, the Diana that I met on day one, when she committed to go for it, when she committed to sign the contract with me before her vacation. This was, again, the Diana I saw, who just made a life decision again in a very quick time. In that time, before her brain could tell her that she is actually a fool for doing this and that it's too risky, and whatever your brain might tell her, we are all in this. Our brains are very similar if it comes to that. If they want to keep us safe, they will do literally everything to keep us safe, right? And we as well spoke about how her days will look like when she has her first day of not being in her full-time job, because this transition period is extremely crucial too, because you suddenly feel like you've got nothing to do because life was very busy before that. So my friend, I hope you get a little bit of a sense on how it can look like to build a business. So it's not all, you know, roses and rainbows. It's not always fun. I think building an online business and being visible online, building the personal brand that is you and show what you have to offer. If you ever make this decision, it's going to be your biggest self-development journey ever. I can promise you that. And you know that self-development is always not, it's not always, you know, the most exciting thing, but the results and the person you become afterwards, this is just a, you become an unshakable character. You become someone who can commit, someone who can make decisions, someone who knows what purpose means, someone who knows how your life should look like, how you want it to look like, and not how others told you it should look like. You become a completely different person. And to get there, it will require commitment and work. It will require the commitment and the willingness to learn new things. It will require you going from making sacrifice to setting priorities. It will make you go from, I don't know how to do this, and develop a curiosity and being like, okay, where can I learn it? How can I develop this skill? It will make you go from not today to postponing to, oh my God, I have that spark. I do see that this is going to be paying into my success account. So I'm going to do it right here, right now. And I want to tell you one thing and keep this so close to your heart. You are here for a reason. Nobody ever, and I love saying this and I will say it over and over again, nobody ever woke up one day with the thought saying, you know what, I'm just so incredibly bored. I've got nothing better to do. Let's start an online business. No one ever. There is a deeper reason behind this. There is a higher calling behind this. You are meant for this. And I know that you have everything within you, what you need in order to succeed. And I believe in you 1000%, my friend. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.